Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Aside from Linya Linya being a content creator and a merch business, we are in the business of truth-telling. And kasama dyan sa truth natin, Carl, hindi lang yung mga nakakatawang everyday experience natin, pero yung mga seryosong nangyayari sa lipunan.
I'm Carl Livier, the CEO of Puma Podcast, and I wanted to have and share conversations with leaders and innovators who in their own ways have already helped us shape a better normal. I want us, you and me, listener, to get a chance to sit down and learn from some of the people I admire, learn how they think, let them build our mind frames as we forge forward. Today's guest on A Better Normal is Ali Sangalang. Ali's probably best known for Linya Linya, which we all probably know as a shirt and apparel brand. He's also got The Linya Linya Show, a podcast that, as he always likes to say, gets millions and millions of listeners. In this episode, we'll discover Linya Linya is way more than these things, and it aspires to be even more. Here's my conversation with Ali.
Hello, Carl. Yun nga, masanay yata ako na ako yung nag-i-interview sa'yo. Pero ito na, nabaliktad na. No? Hi guys, I'm Ali Sangalang. I am the co-founder, co-owner, and the creative director of Linya Linya. We create content based on everyday Filipino experience, and we turn some of them to shirts. No, nakukwento namin yung buhay natin dito through short catchphrases and art, and yun yung way namin of communicating with people and hopefully contributing to the community. Yun.
So I met you as one of the guys running Linya Linya and as an entrepreneur na. But one of the things that we shared and that I felt once we started talking, dapat matagal na tayong friends. It's because we both have like a literature background. Mm. So can you talk to us about that? Like, what was your course and major? And why did you get into writing in the first place?
I graduated AB Interdisciplinary Studies with tracks in communication and creative writing. I developed my interest in literature a little bit late, no? College na talagang nabukas yung mundo. Pero siguro yung development ko talaga nang galing sa humihirit ako sa klase. Ako yung medyo class clown. Ako yung nagpapatawa. And syempre, when you do that, you use words, no? You use references. Siguro dun pa lang may mga line cut na ako, no? Grade school, high school, parang nagkaka-award na rin ako ng pinakamagaling na manunulat sa Filipino.
Ducks.
So parang may knack na ako for Filipino. Hindi ko rin alam kung saan siya nanggaling. Siguro dahil yung language talaga namin sa bahay. And even sa school, magugulat kayo sa Ateneo, dominant ang Filipino nung time namin, no? So konti lang din yung mga English speaking nun sa totoo lang. So, pagdating ng college, doon na lang ako namulat sa poetry. May mentor ako si Dr. Rafael Brion, no, isang magaling din na writer. Siya nagsabi sa akin, why don't you try? Parang kasing copywriting and advertising ang gusto ko sana. Kasi diba, yun na rin yung path. Usually siguro kung magaling ka gumawa ng catchphrases, magaling kang gumawa ng copy. Pero napunta ako sa poetry siguro nung inintroduce niya sa akin ni Dr. Brion. Tapos parang nakakatawa, Carl, kasi he invited me to his English poetry class, poetry workshop. So it's really writing na agad, tapos pasahan na ng work. So ako, kabadong-kabado talaga ako. Kasi sabi ko rin, sir, Filipino sana yung language ko. Pinayagan niya ako mag-Filipino sa isang English class. First few days, talagang pinapawisan ako going there. Pero nung natuto na ako magsulat, nagulat ako na na-appreciate nung circle. Tapos parang sa akin pa yung na-highlight kasi natatawa sila. Doon na nag-build yung confidence ko nung college until doon na ako nag-start mas magbasa, mas mag-aral. Pumasok ako sa Heights Literary Org ng Ateneo. No, doon ako na-train nung mas formal way of writing poetry and reading poetry. And yan, nagbasa na ako ng mga Pete Lacaba, Edgar Samar, di ba? Kung sino-sino pang magagaling na mga Filipino poets, yun.
Recently, like, bigyan ko career talk and syempre nagtuturo ako, so I deal with students and then they think na ito yung path, ito yung course. So, engineering, so magiging engineer ako, or nursing, so magiging nurse ako. And if you go to a parent and say, parang trip ko magtula. Like, I'm going to take a bunch of units in poetry. And ako naman, madalas ako mag-joke na as a person running a business, I have the most useless masters. Kasi mga iba nagpapatakbo, di ba, may MBA ako. Masters in creative writing, double major, fiction and non-fiction. So, parang, di ba, wala siyang quote-unquote, wala siyang sense for parents. And I wanted to go back to that idea na we, as young people, we are asked to write haiku or tutula tayo pag elementary. Parang mahalaga gumawa ng art, mahalaga tumula pag elementary. And then as you get older, nababawasan yung courses na yon. So I guess I wanted to ask your perspective as someone who runs a business, uses these communication skills. How do you think about how that focus on the discipline of poetry helps your work now or helped you through your career?
I can totally relate then, Carla. Para saan ba tayo pupulutin with creative writing as a course? So parang ako, mga kapatid ko rin eh, engineer, no? Parang clear yung path, ganyan. So siguro thing with poetry ay, or humanities, ay tinuturuan tayong dumanas, no? Dumanas and makita yung iba't ibang bagay. And you're able to develop yung how you parang paano mo siya lulutuin sa dibdib mo and paano mo siya ilalabas. Kasi pare-parehas naman tayo ng mundong ginagalawan, pare-parehas tayo na nakikita, pero paano mo ba siya talaga nakikita? So yun siguro tinuturo ng poetry, yung careful na pagsipat eh, no? Kung yung iba very mechanical, very systemic na i-memorize mo, na ituturo sa'yo, a-apply mo. Yun yung binibigay siguro ng poetry, na tuturo sa'yo kung paano, pero may kalayaan ka how you'll read it, how you'll write it, how people will read your creation, no? And siguro kung ano yung naitulong nun sa akin sa work ko, hindi ko naman pinlanong mag-business, ano? Kasi nga, wala naman akong background sa business. Until now, I don't consider myself as a businessman, no? Merong business, no? Pero mas nandun pa rin ako sa content creation side, no? So, ang laking-laking tulong ng poetry sa meme creation. Parang, and dun ako natatawa and natutuwa.
Same form, no? Same form.
And ang ganda, Carl, kasi wala silang expectation from you. Expectation lang nila ay maging nakakatawa ka, pero hindi nila alam na yung way namin of writing it and forming our art batay sa mga natutuhan ko rin sa poetry. No, so kaya siguro na-capture ko rin even yung market na hindi naman talaga ano, no, meme crazy, pero parang may appreciation with words and art in general. Parang economy of words eh. Limitado lang yung bibigay sa yung oras na sa pag-swipe ng phone eh. Ano yung gagawin mo sa split second na yun? Paano mo ma-catch yung attention nila? And paano ka tatatak sa kanila? I think yung mga elements na yun nakukuha ng poetry yun eh. And siguro, sa business, no, problem solving talaga ang business. Hindi yan madadaan sa case studies ng iba lagi. You have to be creative sa pag-solve ng problems.
Binanggit mo na yung humanities. And feeling ko, right now, na parang yung mundo ay sobrang naging systematized, parang we are quote-unquote ruled by algorithms and stuff. People are freaking out about mawalan ba sila ng trabaho dahil sa AI. And I'm wondering how do you reflect about the role of a humanities background in everyone? Like when you deal with people you interact with, ganong kahalaga pag nakikita mo may humanities focus sila?
Una, siguro nandun sa word na humanities yung difference, ano? Human No? At yun ang never mare-replicate nitong technology na to, ng mga AI na to. And ano ba yung nasa sentro ng human? No? May puso tayo. Walang puso yung mga yun. So, siguro, sa tingin ko, yung role natin as people na, na may background in humanities ay patuloy na magpakatao, no? Patuloy na ipakita sa mga tao yung epekto ng pagpapakatao na hindi makukuha ng teknolohiya, ng robots, no? Ng AI.
Just as an experience, naglalakad ka sa mall, you're trying to do exactly what you want to do. May listahan ka or may mga stores ka na naalam, and then madadaanan mo yung linya-linya store, which the linya-linya stores are back. And then you'll see a punchline and it breaks the facade of the everyday. Yan ang experience of humor, and I feel like humor is such a humanizing thing. And that's one thing for me na machines can't do yet. I hope that, you know, machines never do stand-up comedy. Sabi mo mahilig ka magpatawa, but meron bang personal na pinanghugutan yon, or nag-enjoy ka ba pag natatawa mga tao? Why is humor the path?
Tinry ko na yung iba eh. Tinry ko maging jock. Tinry ko maging prom king. Tinry ko maging MVP. Ito yung binigay sa akin. No? So, nung grade school and high school, pinapractice ko na to. No? So, nahanap ko yung sarili ko sa loob ng classroom. No, nandun ako sa gilid. And hirap na hirap yung klase sa mga inaaral namin, pero pag nag-crack ako ng isang joke, mag-iiba yung mood ng classroom. Looking back, no, syempre, hindi ko naman alam to nung mga panahon na yon, pero parang may power yung humor eh, no? Syempre, it feels good to ano, no, make people laugh, no, and bring joy, no. Nakikita mo sa kanila, viral ang humor. May kanya-kanya kami mga problema, pero parang konting tawa, konting ano, gumagaan yung mabibigat. Parang natuklasan ko siya along the way, mostly sa school. And pinili kong yakapin yung strength na yon, no? Parang, and hindi rin madali yun, ano? Kasi hanggang saan ba ako dadalhin ng humor, no? Eh, hindi naman forever nasa classroom. Paano kung pumunta na ako ng work? Eh, napunta pa ako sa work na siguro dapat isa sa mga pinakaseryoso ka dapat, no? Nasa loob ako ng Malacanang. Pero totoo lang, bit-bit ko yung humor ko doon. Kaya ako nandun ata eh. To use yung wit and humor, and ma-infuse siya sa speeches, to ma-infuse siya sa pangalan ng mga government programs, ganyan. Hanggang sa napunta na ako sa business, no, na parang hindi ko rin alam, ano, trend lang ba to? Pero hindi eh, tumagal ang linya-linya ng 10 years sa content page, 7 years sa business, na nakita ko yung paano nangyayakap ang humor. Warm hug din ang humor minsan sa mga pinaka may hirap. And ano pa bang pruweba niya nung nag-pandemic? Nabuhay ang linya-linya. Imbis na bumagsak kami, lalo pa kaming naging relevant. Dahil kailangan ng mga tao ng konting ngiti, konting tawa sa panahon na to.
Si Stephen King wrote na the horror is the second hardest thing to write. The most difficult is comedy. Kasi mahirap magpatawa. And so, paano ka hindi nauubusan? Like, how do you keep finding new things to joke about?
Ako, as a creator, conscious ako na kailangan kong dumanas ng bago. Hindi ako pwedeng makulong. And malaking tulong na kahit pa paano, nakagalaw na tayo ngayon compared to before na nasa loob ka lang ng kwarto. Pero ngayong nasa actual world yan, na nakikipagbanggaan ka rin with conversations. Itong conversation natin ngayon, marami akong pwedeng makreate na bago dito. Pero yung second thing, no, sa mga content creators dyan, o sa mga balak mag-business ng ganito, napakalaking bagay ng pagpapakumbaba and letting go of your ego. Kasi it's admitting na hindi lang ikaw yung kayang magpatawa at hindi lang ikaw ang pinaka nakakatawa. So ang experience ng linya-linya ngayon, hindi na lang ako, we've created a very talented creative team. No, so meron akong mga tinuturuang writers, natututo din ako sa kanila, no? We create content every day. We release shirts every month. So, binigyan ko sila ng space to do it. Hindi para i-impose yung gusto kong isulat, pero allow them to really experience, diba, the world on their own and maglabas ng sarili nilang creations on their own. And true enough, yung mga nakikita natin ngayon sa linya-linya, majority of them are coming from them. And yun yung na-discover ko, mas iba yung feeling na sa kanila na nanggagaling. And sobrang proud ako, no? And sobrang, ang laking validation din niya na hindi lang ako nakakatawa, no? Marami tayo nakakatawa dito at iba-iba yung nakikita natin.
Was it more a creative decision, like it's time for me to build up a team around me, or was it a business decision that you needed more around you, or was it a mix of both?
Both, Carl, ano. Siguro ako kasi as a creative, I work well with a team. And for the longest time, I've been with a, parang tandem ako lagi eh, with an artist. No, pero yun ang observe ko eh, kasi with my brand of humor, it's really rebuttal eh. Yung wit ko nang gagaling from deflection eh, or parang may babata sa akin, ibabalik ko sa'yo. And reality lang ay iba-ibang generation tayo galing. May mga bagay sigurong hindi na natin completely naiintindihan. Kaya mahalaga yung pagpapapasok ng mga Gen Z na creatives, kasi ayoko maging boomer talaga. Ayoko talagang mapunta sa iba na talaga yung mga bata ngayon. Nung panahon namin, ganito eh. Diba? Totoo namang magkaiba, pero mas open ako to hear them out, learn about their experience din. May dahilan kung bakit sila natatawa sa mga bagong bagay na posibleng hindi tayo natatawa as a generation, no? Or as a decade, no? So yun, sa pagdating sa creative part. Pagdating sa business, yes. Kasi nag-expand kami, no? And we need to cater to a bigger market, no? So ako, napupunta na ako dun sa millennials to a little older millennials, no? Tapos yung Gen Z naman pababa to the students, no? So nako-cover namin both.
Yeah, sobrang mahalaga na tatanggapin mo na nagbabago yung trends. And it's not for us to try to control the trend, but to facilitate new people being able to create within the space. So yung parang kabaliktaran ng paano ka hindi naubusan, for me is, paano ka hindi uulit? You can add on, pero diba ang themes ng linya-linya madalas na mabenta ay matakaw, pagod, resign. There are these themes that you go through that seem to really resonate. And so, kumbaga, why not just reprint the same shirt?
I think yun yung learning namin from the past few years, ano. Pwedeng umulit ng actual na shirt, pwedeng umulit ng sentiment. Tama yung observation mo, Carl, no? It revolves around certain sentiments. Kaya nakikinig kami at sinusunod din namin yun. Pero we do it creatively. It's really mostly about ano, working class hugot eh, ang linya-linya. To look at it and to produce content out of it and produce shirts out of it. So, iba-ibang ano, iteration, ginagamit din namin iba-ibang reference, no? For example, meron kami stressful things, no? Coming from Stranger Things. Sino yung market doon? Siguro the younger generation, mas now. Sabi, ginawa namin ng stressful, ay, ano, no? Stress fighter. Na from 90s naman, na Street Fighter. It's the same thing, pero parang iba yung reference mo. So may mga iba-ibang elements naman, how you'll use it. Eh. Nandun din yung art to back up or to help out yung wording namin. Parang kami, constant din na pagkilala at pag-interact sa mga Pilipino. Sino na ba tayo ngayon? Ano na ba yung nararamdaman natin ngayon? And sumusunod kami doon sa sentiments na yon, and tinatranslate namin to new content and new shirts using nostalgic or new trendy references.
Actually, I think yun yung key, but also the thing that you guys do really well is yung staying on trend and being able to respond quickly enough to those trends. How do you manage sort of a systematized way of working against yung takbo lang ng cycle na biglang merong joke that you need to jump on?
Oh my, no, very challenging yung part na yan. Carl, eh, yung we work ano, Monday to Friday, eh may mga trends na nangyayari in between, no? Pero yung team namin naiintindihan yung nature of our work. We are content creators. Actually, yung Twitter yung naging way eh. Kasi out of all the social media spaces, yung Twitter yung kayang gawin in an instant. Kasi before, ang process namin, uy, may naisip ako na hirit about the Grammys, no? Papasok ko sa system namin. May naisip akong line, ipipila sa mga artists, ipipila ng artists sa mga tasks nila. After 2 days, meron na kaming content. Pero wow, panis na yung ano, yung balita. Ngayon, sa Twitter, nakakabanat kami. Minsan, siniscreenshot lang namin yung tweet. Nandiyan na siya. Ibabalik ko dun sa point na yung creatives namin naging aligned na with me. We are on the same page, no? Maraming pun intended yun, ano? Alam na nila kung bakit ko ito ginagawa, eh. Hindi na lang siya basta work, eh. I think like naging passion na rin nila to, eh. And nararamdaman nila yung joy na nararamdaman ko nung umihirit ako sa klase noon, eh. No? And nakikita nila yung effect na yun sa ibang tao. Ginagawa na nila on their own.
Yung gusto kong sakin na idea dun sa mga sinabi mo is yung passion and meaning. Yung linya-linya during the pandemic, pinasok niyo talaga, like very wholeheartedly, pinasok niyo yung very nationalistic sentiments. And actually, in my experience, pag suit ko yung para sa bayan shirt, laging may bumabate eh. Well, ilang beses na ako binati ng mga barista na parang gustong-gusto nila yan. parang, di ba, it becomes a subtle nod to a certain belief system. So, I guess, yung tawid from being a very humor-driven organization to in that moment, I guess, of real upheaval, what brought you to bring in yung more political and nationalistic sentiment?
So I think it stems from the realization that hindi na lang kami basta content creators at merch business, no? Aside from linya-linya being a content creator and a merch business, we are in the business of truth-telling. Ang gamit naman kasi namin, everyday experience. Eh. Pero yung everyday experience na yan ay yung mga maliliit na katotohanan natin sa araw-araw. Araw-araw tayong nahihirapan mag-commute. No? Araw-araw tayong nasistress sa trabaho. Araw-araw tayong naiinis sa mga nakikita natin sa balita. And mga reality natin yan. No? So, narealize namin na wow, may parte pala kami sa mundo na yan. Dahil para rin kami nagbabalita eh. No? Everyday kami nagpo-post ng 2, 3, 4 content based on what we really feel as a community, no, as a people. In that sense, we are telling the truth. And kasama dyan sa truth natin, Carl, hindi lang yung mga nakakatawang everyday experience natin, pero yung mga seryosong nangyayari sa lipunan, I think natural eh, na napunta doon. Siguro ang keyword dito, Carl, ay ano, yung empathy eh. And kaya rin namin nabuo siguro yung bagong tagline, motto, philosophy namin, of gets ka namin. Hindi na lang kami, hindi na lang one way ang linya-linya, no? Hindi lang one line. May linya papunta sa'yo, may linya pabalik sa amin. Kung ano yung sinasabi namin ay nanggagaling din sa nararanasan ng community. So, ganun kahalaga yung pag-intindi at pag-unawa sa nararanasan ng iba. Kaya, since nandun na tayo sa part na to ng history natin, no? Merong big decision na gagawin ng mga Pilipino, natural na kasama kami doon. Kaya we felt the need to speak out. Kung na-realize namin yon and nakita namin yung power ng space ng content creation and ng merch, anong gagawin namin with that? Thus, gumawa kami ng mas empathetic lines for the pandemic and for the campaign, for the elections.
And then as a follow-up, I think traditional big business, ang lagi nilang stand ay apolitical. But for you in that moment na nanindigan as a business owner, did it impact the business? And if so, positively, negatively, would you do it again?
Ako una, Carl, I'm very proud of our team because it was a team decision. Diba nag-partner kami with Tarantadong Kalbo, with yung Tumindig shirt. Ang laki impluensya sa amin. So, proud ako una na ginawa namin yun as a team. My business partner, Jim, we talked to our team and we decided with them. And I credit it to the new generation of Gen Z and younger millennials na sila talaga rin yung nag-influence sa amin na magsalita na and lumabas na. And ganun ka-powerful din yung pagiging open to the new generation. And to answer your question, did it affect the business? No, definitely. Naging battle cry ng mga tao yung line na ang mahalaga lumaban para sa Pilipinas, no? Patuloy na lumikha na magigiting na sandali. So dahil naging battle cry yun, statement shirts ito, mas dumami naturally yung bumili ng shirts na yun nung, dahil nandun yung sentiment ng mga tao at that period. That also empowered us to do our part as a member of the community to give back. So bukod sa pagbibigay ng space to voice out our sentiments and our opinion, no? That also allowed us to push for some of our advocacies, no? Isa sa major namin, I think, na nagawa, yung nakapagtayo kami ng community learning hub sa UP campus, no? Yung portions nung kita namin doon ay napunta doon. So parang we also used our space to help our community, help the community, no? So parang naging channel din kami, hindi lang maging bosses, pero para may actual at physical, tangible na change din. Being good is good business, no? Yung pagdating naman dun sa campaign, ano, and all, we're all for good governance, no? Hindi naman for a specific person, pero for that advocacy, no? Kailangan natin ng better governance, better normal for good governance, ano?
Well, on top of those advocacies, no, in the pandemic times, ang dami yung nilabas na collaboration shirts with artists, with bands, with, remember Luwal Hati Bautista, Dong Abay. Can you talk about how do you enter a conversation with them? Lumalapit lang ba kayo? Is there a previous relationship that you build upon? And then how do you decide, not ito yung artist that we want to work with?
Growing up, fans tayo ng kung ano-anong influences, ano, sa mundo ng music, sa mundo ng literature. Marami tayong sinusubaybayan. Itong ginagawa ko ay galing sa impluensya at sa turo nila. And ngayon na bigyan kami ng space to create, no, content and merch, we approach them. O kaya, organic talaga, Carl, eh. Ibigay ko na lang na example yung kay Ma'am Luwal Hati Bautista, no, na rest in peace, syempre, kay Ma'am, no. Paano kami umabot kay Ma'am na nasa 70s, 80s, no, na edad, no? Nanggaling siya sa isang teacher sa Nueva Ecija, si Angeli Cabungcal, na nagsuot ng t-shirt ng linya-linya nung minit niya si Ma'am. Fan siya ni Ma'am, nagsuot siya ng t-shirt, ang nakalagay, bata-bata, paano ka tumaba, no? Nakita ni Ma'am, tapos sabi niya, natawa siya, oy, sinong gumawa niyan? Sabi mo, may atraso sila sa akin. Kasi hindi nila ako binayaran dyan sa line na yan. Kinuha nila yung linya ko. Yung sinabi mo na napapansin yung shirt, nagkaka-connection, natatawa, nagkaka-spark. Doon nagsimula. Tapos sinabi sa akin ni Angeli, alam niya naman na pabiro, pero nahiya ako. Ginawa ko, minessage ko si ma'am, kinuha ko yung number niya, nagpaalam akong pwede ko siyang puntahan, pumayag siya, may bit-bit akong shirts, binigay ko sa kanya, naging magkaibigan na kami. Nagpa-picture ako doon sa bata-bata paano ka ginawa na poster niya. Tapos suot naman yung shirt, no? So, ganun nangyayaring collaborations, no? Hindi lang kami basta nagta-target tapos kontrata. Yun, ganun nangyari kay Ma'am Luwal Hati. Ganun nangyari kay Sir Dong na nakilala ko na siya way back nung nanonood ako ng gigs niya. And siguro idagdag ko, Carl, no? Dito talaga ako parang pinaka na natatouch din na anak na ni Ma'am Luwal Hati yung kausap ko ngayon. Si Ma'am Daya De Los Santos na ang bottom line nito, bottom linya nito ay dapat kalinya namin. Dapat merong genuine connection para mag-work yung collaboration. Meron din kaming isa pang line, ang ganda-ganda ng art, no? Patuloy ang pagtatanim ng mga pangarap. Yun yung tingin kong isang major move namin sa linya-linya ngayon na through the words of Ma'am Luwal Hati, isipin nyo na una na siya sa atin pero may pabaon pa siya. Tapos yung mga message na yon na sobrang thankful kami na binigyan kami ng susi para gamitin yung mga salita niya. Yun yung tatry namin i-communicate sa mga tao ngayon. Dahil I think yun yung kailangan nating panghawakan. Huwag tayong bumitiw, no? Huwag tayong magpatalo. At marami pa tayo ilalaban, no?
What a broad conversation with lots of topics. My first thing to hold on to there is Ali's assertion that being good is good business. So obviously, good is subjective. We're free to define that. Each company actually needs to define for themselves what that means. But I think it's clear what he's trying to tell us. The next big takeaway is how he built a team around him. It can be very vulnerable for someone who's creative to let other people into their process. But he found and he lifted up other voices. And rather than diminishing his creativity, it actually strengthened the voice of Linya Linya. And the last bit, I can't pass up the chance to highlight our common backgrounds in literature and humor. These aren't necessarily the things that you think about when you're thinking of a business founder. But I know, and Ali knows, you need to be able to laugh at things for you to be able to survive as a business owner, as someone who's running an organization. You need both the humor to laugh through a problem and the literary background to see that it's all a story that you're building. So thanks again to Ali Sangalang and to you, listener, and to the team behind this episode. Producer Geraldine Pascual, audio editor Carl Dave Sayat, and the rest of the Puma Podcast crew.
Shout out to Joe Salcedo, who composed the theme for A Better Normal.
I've been your host, Carl Javier. If you want to keep the conversation going, you can find Puma Podcast on all the socials or follow me on IG. It's at Carl Javier, Carl with a C, super basic.
If you like this episode, do me and maybe one of your friends a favor. Tell a friend about this episode so we can build a bigger community of people making a better normal.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.